vulnerabilities that Kashmiri women face is higher.
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. We've been speaking about the difficulties that Kashmir has been facing since the 5th of August, be it because of the communication clampdown or the regular curfews or the non-availability of public transportation and accessible healthcare. Today, we are specifically going to speak about the problems that the women of Kashmir have been facing since August 5th. Kurratullayan Rehber has travelled across Kashmir since the lockdown, focusing on stories of women, and today she'll speak to us about what women in Kashmir have been dealing with. We will not refer to the women by their names to protect their identities.
Kurrat, tell us, how has this time, these 72 days for Kashmiri women, what is it that they've been reeling under?
For these 72 days, I think women were the ones who faced a lot of trouble, obviously. And there are two reasons for it. First, they were the ones who had to just be at their homes. Like, I'm not saying that men were able to go out, but at least, like, I were also being a journalist, like, there were a few female reporters who were able to go out and report because this was our job. But for a female, like, I have a few friends, I remember, who were not able to come out of their homes. And the reason being was that they were telling me that their family is so concerned about their safety that this time, like, if you will go outside and there is no communication, how would you be able to talk to us? How would you be able to call us? And we don't have any idea about what will go around, like if there will be any protest or if there will be anything going outside. So they had to sit at their home. And most of the times, what they did was just be at their rooms or sometimes do some like daily course at home. This I'm talking about girls. And if we'll talk about women, there were women who were so, like, if we'll talk about detention, when someone is, if a family member of someone is like being detained.
Wait, Kurrat, can you speak of specific instances?
There was one guy, his name is Umar Nazir. So he was the only male member in his family. In his like family, there were his mother and a sister who lives there. Because his father had already died a few years back. So what happened that he was detained, he was arrested, and then he was shifted like to a jail. What happened after that he was a baker. He had just started a month before. He had started a shop.
Which is where? Where in Kashmir is
this? Yeah, in Shopian area of Kashmir. It's in South Kashmir.
Okay.
After that, because he was detained and there was no family member at, there was no male member at their home. So what happened? But it was his sister who would be on the baker shop because they had started a baker shop. As I told you, a month back he had started it because they were like poor. So then she was the one who would be there and sell bakery at shop.
You're saying 1 month before August 5th they started the shop?
Yeah, he had just started a shop, baker shop.
Okay, and he was arrested when?
He was arrested in August.
And after that his sister had to run the shop.
She was the one who used to run the shop. So there are so many families, such families in Kashmir. So every day is a struggle for them. And when we put external, when government or something, like when external pressure is being like put on them, so it's just adding to their misery. They become more powerless.
Okay, your internal, by internal struggle, you mean poverty, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, internal struggle like poverty or something. This, suppose if someone is dead and then you know how life becomes.
Basically, because you're saying Umar Nazif and his sister, both of them are, their father passed away. So they were already facing.
Exactly. They were already facing it. And then the second thing was that every burden was on this. Like, all the burden was on this Umar. And then, when he was also arrested, now you can also, you can imagine how they would be surviving right now. They have to do everything, like they have to do it alone.
Okay.
No one in their family is a like government employee, or no one in the family is doing any job. So, and for certain reasons, this girl also had to like skip her education. She's not now studying. She's not because of the poverty. So, as I said, that somehow they managed to managed for this big shop. They managed it. Mm. But the thing is, he wasn't arrested. And now this girl, she's the one, the like sister of Umar. She's the one who is right now running it.
Right, and that is a challenge in the present circumstances.
If we talk about Kashmir specifically, because we know that if there is no, suppose if there is no male member in a family, then everybody is concerned about it. They feel that women is vulnerable, and it is true. I'll also give you an example. In Srinagar, the Ranavari area, there are two women. They are living in a house, and basically a woman, she has her husband has also died, and now it's her daughter and her who are living together now. And it has been also reported that what happened recently in this lockdown as well, that this police used to go there and then knock their like door, and then they used to like scare them, because a lot of things were going on in that area. Saura extra protesters and everything to protect women. Male members used to sit outside homes, or they used to like just to make sure that our women are safe. It's very difficult for a woman in Kashmir to like be safe, because she becomes vulnerable every time. Whatever happens, she is the one who becomes like
you're saying the vulnerabilities that
yeah.
Basically what you're saying is that the vulnerabilities of women are higher
in Kashmir. The thing is that if there is no male member in the society, as I said earlier, that for a society like Kashmir, people consider them vulnerable. They can easily, if feel like that they can easily be assaulted, and they can easily be molested. And it has been like since 90s, women have faced a brunt of conflict since 90s.
You know, while I was speaking to people of Kashmir, and you know, speaking to some young people when I was there in Srinagar, I was told that because of the lockdown already, no parent wants to send their children to schools or their children to colleges. But it is all the more harder on women and girl children. Is this true?
Yeah, this is true. When I talked to parents, they were of the opinion, like a parent told me that he has two daughters. And when I said, are they studying? He said, are they studying right now? So his reply was that, no, they are at their home. They are in their home. They study themselves. I cannot take a risk to send them to any coaching center. Obviously, everything was shut, so coaching centers were also shut.
Why did he say he can't send them?
When I asked him why is that, so he said that I feel like my daughters are vulnerable. After 370 has been abrogated, like after government this scrapped the article. So his reply was that after this thing, I cannot take a risk to send my daughters outside because of the fear that anything can happen. Like right now, my daughters are not safe. They are like vulnerable.
Because of the lockdown, they fear for their daughters.
And it was not only it's not only with the parents. Even some of the females. One of the female talked to me, and she said like she was like a woman. So she said, "Pehle main apni beti ko bahar jaane deti thi, but ab main kaise jaane dungi? Kyunki agar main usko bahar jaane dungi, to jaise aapko pata hi hoga, wo ek minister the bahar ke jinhone wo who said that, so now people can marry Kashmiri women." तो या कश्मीरी गर्ल्स तो फिर वो बोल रही थी कि मैं अब कैसे अपनी बेटी को बाहर जाने दूंगी जब ऐसे ऐसे स्टेटमेंट्स आ रहे हैं उनको ऐसे लग रहा है एज लाइक दे आर द प्रॉपर्टी वी आर द प्रॉपर्टी
या व्हाट यू आर रेफरिंग टू इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग इज द स्टेटमेंट ऑफ द हरियाणा चीफ मिनिस्टर मनोहर लाल राइट हु सेड समथिंग अलोंग द लाइंस ऑफ नाउ वी विल ब्रिंग बहूज फ्रॉम कश्मीर
What else did this person, this individual that you were speaking to, say about the statement?
Yeah, she was like, now how could I send my daughter outside in this condition when there is lockdown?
So these kind of statements which are made in the Indian media and by Indian politicians, right, where they speak about Kashmiri women in a certain way, these statements have reached the people of Kashmir and they are causing discomfort. If I'm not wrong.
Obviously it is. In fact, I can tell you that in this unrest, I did a lot of women related stories. Every time I was seriously amazed whenever I used to talk to a girl or to some girls or to a woman. So first thing they would tell me that after hearing the statement. So I was like, God, like this statement has, first of all, if something like happens, then we say, okay, this was a rumor, but it was a statement coming from a minister.
Yeah. I mean, all of them are elected representatives. Kurat, you've been speaking to women across Kashmir. How do you think these statements affect Kashmiri women?
So a statement like this can, like, it risks the education of a woman. Of a girl and her mobility. She cannot do job, she cannot go outside because her parents will be more worried about her safety. And when being a country, you have a responsibility, being a minister or something, like you have a responsibility that every woman should be safe, every girl should be safe. But if you're making such futile statements, if you're making such like statements by this, you're just to build the trust, you should make sure that a woman is safe. But
you're reducing her to property by making a statement like this.
Exactly. Because they feel, okay, we are the, just like everything else, we are the properties of them, and they make us feel like that, and they feel that we are that.
Kurat, can you also elaborate on other challenges that students, especially girls, have faced due to the lockdown?
In a place, it's known as Chilpora, it's in Pulwama, South Kashmir. So what happened is, I met a girl and she told me that she was not able to submit her 12th class examination form because as she was going to appear, this year she was going to appear for her exam, so she was not able to do that. When I asked her why, then she said that because of the patrolling of army and everything is happening.
She couldn't submit the form because she wasn't able to travel, right?
Yeah, she was not able to travel. She was not able to go out of her home. I told her, you could have even talked to your this father or brother. She said, how could I tell my father or my brother to come with me when they are not also safe? If they will go out of like home, they'll be arrested because this time it was like very difficult. Us area mein it was a lot of torture had also happened. So they were very like, and she also talked about this statement.
In Kashmir, whenever there's like a long-term lockdown, like in the last curfew in 2016, many young people started these community schools, isn't it?
Yes.
So was there something similar set up this time for women, or did any woman run such schools? Is there any information regarding that?
Yes, in Pulwama, where I live. So there were, I was very happy, I was very glad to see few girls who are just of the, who are just like studying 12th. They had started a community school. They were educating small kids and also some students of like from 1st to 7th class. And like they were trying to like make them feel happy every time they would like also play with them, and then it was kind of like very good to see that like they did a thing like this,
that even during the situation they
during the situation and in a place like Pulwama when situation always becomes very difficult, so it was good to see women in this conflict. In this unrest, they played a good role. Like they also, they made sure that every boy or every girl in the community, they will be able to teach them. So it was good to see like the things like this happened in a place like not only in Pulwama, in Shopian, in Srinagar as well. There was a girl, she was one of my subjects. Mm. So she used to teach almost, 30 students. Mm. And what she used to do is, she used to wake up at 7 and then complete her work at home. And then from 10 to 3, she used to teach the kids, teach the students.
Mm.
And then she told me that even I'm not able to go to college, I'm not able to access my education, but I was like, I feel happy when I see these kids study, because I don't want them to get ruined. I don't want their education to get ruined.
That's good to know, Khurat. Thanks for speaking to us today on this extremely difficult subject.
Before we finish this episode, we have an update from Javed Ahmed regarding a protest which took place in Srinagar today.
Javed, tell us, what exactly happened?
Yeah, several protesters, including a few women, were taken into detention by the Jammu and Kashmir police Tuesday morning after they staged a protest demonstration against the abrogation of Article 370. The protesters had appeared in Gata Park near Srinagar's Lal Chowk, the biggest commercial hub in Srinagar.
Okay.
So those detained were Dr. Farooq Abdullah's sister, Surya Abdullah, and his daughter, Satya Abdullah. Before they were taken into detention, the Surya, while talking to the reporters, she said, "We were locked inside our homes and the Article 370 was abrogated. So this is a marriage by compulsion, which won't work at all."
Mm.
This is what she told reporters before they were taken into detention by the police.
Okay.
We are also hearing that they have been shifted to the central jail, but there is no official confirmation about it.
Okay.
As of now.
Was this led by these individuals, or was there any party or any group, any organization involved?
No, not organization, not no group. We can call them as a civil society group because they were not associated with any particular organization. As per reports, they have been taken to the central jail or defying the prohibitory order in Srinagar.
Okay.
That's all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. Tune in at 8 tomorrow for the next episode.